Let us pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, our Father in heaven, we bless you for another beautiful day. We appreciate you for the gift of today. Be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we want to listen to your word, minister to us, inspire us through your word. Let your word give us strength to continue the journey today. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Good morning, my people in the Lord. I want to appreciate God for your life and for everything that God has been doing in your life. This morning, I'm reading from the Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The whole chapter is a letter of Jeremiah to the people in exile, to do what the exile, telling them, reminding them about the promise of God for their life. When I look at verse 10 reads thus, say, for thou says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you. And I will fulfill to you my promises and bring you back to the place. People of God, I want you to know that there's time for everything. There's a time that God has designated that he will visit you. You cannot run ahead. You can't run ahead the plan of God for your life. God has a target for your life. God has a purpose for your life. But if you are trying to shortcut, to do things in your own way, it may be difficult for you. I don't know what you are passing through, but God knows much things you are passing through. God knows your pains. God knows your suffering. God knows how you have been afflicted for long. But listen to me. The promise of God for you today is that he will visit you. God has a better plan for you. God has no good plan for your life and for your future. That verse 11 is very, very important for you. It's supposed to be your watchword for the rest of your life, that God has plan for you. He said to those people that are in at Ezra, that said, for I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord. It is the Lord that declared this, not human being. And I'm also declaring as an oracle of God that God said he will visit you. He has planned for your future, that you should be able to stand and believe in the promises. He said, I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan for welfare, not for evil. What you are passing through today, you think it is evil from God. No, God will never tempt you with evil. God has nothing evil in his kingdom. It's only devil, it's only Satan that is used to afflict people with evil, with bad things, with bad luck. But God, our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord, what he always have in store for us is for our welfare, is for our good, is our future, and to give us hope. Brethren, what you are passing through today, have hope, have faith that God will visit you. And God will do that thing that you desire in your heart. Now, when I look at verse 14, the Bible will say, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Listen to the word of God this morning. God loves you. Don't commit suicide, though. Don't go after the herbalist. Don't, just engage yourself in what that is not ungodly so that you can gain your future, so that you can sustain today, you can sustain future. No, just believe in God. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to the promises of the Bible. The Bible declares that I will not leave you like fatherless. That is, God is always taking care of us. God always have plan to look for our welfare. And I pray this morning, the Lord will visit you at a due time. The Lord will visit you and the Lord will bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this grace. We bless your name because you are the Lord. Bless your people. Bring them the good thing that you are for their life and for their future. For in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.